Welcome to So and Nick episode 65. I am your host as always, So, and yep, Nick, always your member for the delay. How you been, Nick?
I don't have to worry about that stuff anymore.
Yes, for listeners know that it's really unrelated to our topic, but I asked him how he was doing. Did we? I can't remember. I'm sorry. But yeah, Nick got a new vehicle, you know, it's cheaper on gas, and it's a hybrid economy car that helps in this environment.
Yeah.
Good thing we're not in the northern states.
Oh yeah.
So I was like, geez, I can see why everyone just walks everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, if you have the option, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't here.
Yeah, not like you could maybe if you live downtown Houston, but that's about it.
Even still, man, like it doesn't mean that like. Unless you're in like a little center, you're not gonna be walking like at all.
That's true.
Like they have a few of those things going on. Like Pearland has a new like city center thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you can walk around and there's like apartments that are close by to it that you can walk from. Houston for sure has other like places like that, but
there's really, I mean, they're not cheap apartments, but there's literally. Yeah, because like my cousin used to do that. He would like literally could walk to Whole Foods and like a bunch of other like places, and you know, much like certain areas in Austin. But hey, but besides all that, this is an animation podcast where we talk about cartoons, anime, and everything in between. So
this was the in between for a little bit. We're talking about the Colts and the Texans.
That's fair. I lied. Just no live action, even though our lives are real live action. That's on a personal matter. What is like VTuber? I am not. Not yet. What have you been watching anything new or reading anything new?
I've watched the first two seasons of Dr. Stone with my friend.
Oh yeah, how do you like that? How do you like Dr. Stone?
I like it. It's pretty simple, you know.
Yeah.
It's a shonen.
Yeah. I remember I liked season one and I just kinda fell off. I was like, I got to the part where like he meets their sisters, I think, right, or something like that,
or maybe. They come back from a petrified world and try to live like that.
Yes, I know the plot of Dr. Stone, but like he meets three females.
Oh,
and that's the part I fell off.
The girls. So you're talking about the little girl and the sisters?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Like the sisters and the girl. That's what I was saying. I was like,
the sisters. The older one is the one with the crop top.
Yep.
Like bangs, and the other one has her hair tied back.
Yep.
And the little girl wears a melon on her head all the time. So.
Yep. But that's kind of where like I left off though. I didn't really keep up with it.
Yeah, they're distant, very distantly related to his adopted father.
Yeah, I remember that. They find that out and they're like, oh, that's kind of interesting. So none of that weird incest stuff, hopefully.
Yeah, they just made sure to not do that shit.
Yes, I know.
That one for sure.
Yeah, I know anime is notorious for doing that. Like Sword Art Online, I Can't Believe My Sister's This Cute, and much others I won't go into.
He wasn't going to be their 72 great-grandfather, 70, yeah. Great grandfather 72 times over. They weren't going to do that.
Yes. But anything else outside Dr. Stone, like reading or watching? Or?
I'm trying to think. I've seen a few movies recently, but.
Animated movies?
No.
Oh, then you can't talk about it on here.
Can't talk about it.
Yeah, that's
unless we just happen to talk about Dracula or the Evil Dead comics.
Oh, it has to be comic related. That was the thing he was making. Yeah, it has to be comic related. I know what movie you saw, but we'll talk about it off podcast if we really wanted to.
Yeah.
That would be my other podcast. But so that's it as far as watching.
I mean, currently, yeah.
Okay.
And then once I get caught up on Dr. Stone, I'm probably going to switch back to One Piece.
Oh, yeah. I always forget you're on and off One Piece. One Piece is the anime that... Although they keep saying that you're near the end. I don't know how... We've had this discussion before, but...
Mm-hmm.
But what I've been watching, I guess... Well, I start what I'm reading first. Because it's only one thing and it's light and it's actually a fun story. And this is the part where I turn on my camera. For only Nick to see, because it helps sometimes visually. Yeah, I know my light's super bright. And I'm wearing a white shirt, so it probably doesn't help for viewers. Don't know. But
I mean, I'm the only viewer, so...
Yeah, I know. For listeners, I don't know why I said viewers. But for Nick, so he gets a visual of what I'm talking about. With my
Yeah, so it's high contrast right now.
Yeah, I gotta get a haircut.
Did I say Transformers?
Yep, that was the thing. So this was the one thing that survived the fire, apparently. Because I went home for the holidays, and they had some of my manga, not all of them, but some of my mangas were saved in the fire, apparently. This was one of them. I picked it up right before my house caught on fire, so I never got to finish reading it. So I started reading it, and I'm on chapter 2. But yeah, it's there's a couple of volumes. This is volume 1. Obviously, you can only get them in hardback. But
specialty.
Yeah, yeah. I was the first, obviously, most mangas are, I can show it. The first panel's in color, everything else is in black and white. But just basically, when they did a Transformers manga, it's by a Japanese artist, and it's just kind of cool. They have several volumes, but I'm reading it. That's the one thing I'm reading. You know, I love giant robots. I'm going to go see that new Transformers movie. I know people are mixed about the Michael Bay-ish stuff, but from my understanding, he's not really tied to it anymore. Well, I don't know that for sure. But Bumblebee wasn't bad, you know, and I saw every other Transformers live action and the animated movies and the Netflix series and so anything Transformers I watch. I even tried to watch GoBots it was Rescue Bots when they bought it back. I was on the Hub, which is now Discovery Family, which I think that's slowly dialing that channel. But yeah, that's that's the one thing I'm reading. What I've been watching, I did see the Super Mario Brothers movie. I liked it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of getting annoyed of the Peach song because everyone's posting it everywhere. But
because it's what, top 100 now and all that.
Yeah, it's like they even joke it's not even that great of a song, and yet it's catchy because it got nominated for a Grammy. It's crazy. It's probably gonna win it too. For animated feature.
I mean. Nintendo would love that, right?
Yeah, Nintendo would love that. They already, it made, billions of dollars, the Mario Bros. Movie. They already have, ideas for a second one. Donkey Kong could get his own movie. It could do a lot of stuff. Zelda could get his own movie.
You see that somebody posted the entire Mario movie in 2 parts on Twitter? Real quick. By the time it was in the morning, it was gone.
I don't know what's wrong with folks, bro. But yeah, that's crazy. That is nuts. I did watch the first episode of Beavis and Butthead season 2, the new one. It was when they go to go to vote, which they think's a strip club because it's to vote for the polls. And the other one was they meditate and achieve nirvana.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Go vote at the polls. They go to the strip club.
Yeah, Beavis and Butthead's always funny. I was yeah, and they did the commentary on Industrial Babies, Lil Nas X's video. I was yeah, everyone forgets that video is super gay, but that's kind of where I fell off with Lil Nas. Say what?
I mean, they're called all kind of little gay, man, because, you know, he is.
I know he is, but that's when they really occurred to me. I was you think the other guy is gay? And his I know this isn't retain the animation, but Jack Harlow, whatever. No.
I have no opinion. I'm pretty sure he's straight.
Okay.
Just doing the future.
Okay, because he's an episode of I can't believe I'm bringing this up. Because I guess because I brought up Beavis and Butthead, I'll just say this real quick. He was an episode of Dickie, and he's playing himself, but he's doing some hard gay passes to to Dickie.
I don't look into that stuff.
Yeah, not that there's nothing wrong with it. I was just like,
So if Jack Harlow is or isn't, I don't really care.
Yeah, I don't either. Like I said, nothing wrong with it. I was just wondering. But outside of that, though, the only other two things, I finally finished Catwoman Hunted. It's that super new anime-looking Catwoman. It's on HBO Max. Yeah, it's okay. Visually, it's nice. The dialogue's very stilted. Maybe it sounds better in Japanese, but it's a little sus, and the dialogue is a little weird. But that's pretty much it as far as what I've been watching.
Watching and reading.
Yeah. So I guess we'll get to the news. Hopefully, we don't have too much. Well, we'll see. On the 11-minute mark. First thing I got is Tales of Jedi Season 2 has been confirmed, as well as Star Wars Visions. We already talked about. We got a teaser for that Season 2 of Visions, or Volume 2, as they call it, with like new animes and stuff. Are you excited for Star Wars Visions or Star Wars Tales of Jedi?
Yeah. I'm excited for Visions. Yeah. I always like anthology animation.
Yeah, you do like the anthology. Did you watch Tales of Jedi, the 3D new one?
I have not seen that one.
Oh, neither have I. I just heard that the Count Dooku episodes are really good because we finally see it's the story of him turning, like when him going from a Jedi to a Sith Lord. And apparently they're really good episodes and they make sense. And they're like, I kind of agree with Count Dooku. So it's interesting to see. I haven't seen them yet, but.
Yeah, it's just the means that he goes by.
Yeah, they always reference that in the episode 2 and 3. So it was like, I'm kind of glad they put more spotlight on that character because I was already interested about Count Dooku, even though
being Qui-Gon Jinn's original master.
Yeah. So that's always been interesting to me. I was like, really is interesting. Even though, spoilers, he dies in the third movie.
I don't think that's a spoiler anymore. That's
I don't know what the fuck's... some people get mad, so I was like, I really don't know, but that's his own...
It's over 20 years old. I'm pretty sure that's not a spoiler anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just always hard to tell people. You know who is 50 years old? Red Sonja. They're doing like a special thing for her in the comics for Dynamite. Like the artist that does like... He's done like Dylan Dog and artist that does like the Hellboy... He's doing like a art and story of Red Sonja in honor of her 50th. So hopefully the art looks good. So hopefully it will be good. I'm a Red Sonja fan. I mean, you know, we never got like a good Red Sonja movie. They were supposed to make one with Rosario Dawson, directed by Robert Rodriguez. But I guess he got that sweet Star Wars paycheck and he just said, fuck it.
Star Wars pays good, and you kind of want, you want to be a part of it.
Yeah, I guess so. So Teen Titan Go has officially become the most, the most longest running Cartoon Network series ever. It beat out Ed and Eddie, because they held the record prior to 2009.
Eddie was that long though?
Well, like how long it ran, you gotta think. Like Eddie started like in like maybe 96, 95, and it ran all the way to like it ran for a while because I was out of high school, and I got out of high school in 2010. So yeah, because remember they shifted the art style and they got like the Ed's Big Picture show. And there's always been rumors that they're going to, like, maybe bring it back. But nothing's been confirmed. Oh, that's what happened, too. They released a teaser for the new Looney Tunes. It's going to be a Hulu, obviously, exclusive. I don't know. Hopefully it's good. I kind of want to watch it, but I don't have Hulu. It looks better than the original trailer that leaked. Say that. Mm-hmm. You have any idea what I'm talking about?
I believe so.
Okay, that's good to make sure. We have some more Star Wars news. Did you hear about Disney and Young Jedi Adventures?
I think so. Is it going to be like a kid or like Disney Junior kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's just like Young Jedis, which technically counts as our topic, which I guess we get to.
So it's going to be like Jake and the Neverland Pirates, but instead of pirates, it's going to be Jedis.
Jake and the Neverland. That sounds familiar. You got to really make me. Am I going to have to Google this?
It's a kid's show where a kid is a pirate in Neverland, I think.
We're not talking about Flapjack, are we?
No.
Like Angelique Show. Jake and what?
The Neverland Pirates.
You spelled... I spelled Jack. I left off the E. Whoops. Never. I'm sorry. This is really bugging me. I usually don't like to Google stuff, but...
No, you can do what you want, man.
Hey, don't you forget it. Oh, yeah, this was a Disney Junior thing. Captain Hook... made appearance. Yeah, it was like Peter Pan inspired, kind of. Okay, that makes sense. I knew that sounded familiar, but I couldn't like put two and two together. But yeah, I guess so. Yeah, so it was like they keep making stuff like that. Sorry, I lost my place in my notes. I'll find it. Where did it go? Yes, Jedi Master. But yeah, you know, so it's like that is something that's gonna. And yeah, it's a show. They're making it, so.
Yeah.
We'll see whether if it's good or not. Sometimes it's hard to say. I really lost my place. Where is that? Where's that? Where's my freaking notes? I was like, this is why you try to write them down, folks, but I made a blunder. Sometimes...
I mean, you should, like, scroll through pictures if you don't have, like, your notes.
Okay, there it is. I found my place. Cowboy Bebop is getting more of... their soundtrack's getting on vinyl again. They have a deal with Right Stuff and Crunchyroll.
Isn't this, like, the third time?
Yep.
Or fourth?
Yep. So yeah. I was like, each time a different version. So I was like, it's like that guy that bought five different versions of Terminator or Blade Runner. I guess is more accurate because Blade Runner has like different endings. So it's like, so if you really need it for like the third time, you can get it. But this
or get it for the first time if you didn't get it the other two times.
That's true. They're really expensive and they're jacking the prices on vinyls because they're coming back, I guess. And I know they probably only make so much amount. So when it sells, you got to get it fast.
I mean, people kind of want physical media again.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. I've always liked physical media. I collect like vinyls and obviously physical games and Blu-rays. But, you know, because you don't know what happens with streaming services. They always take stuff off. Like, there's literally, and I looked it up today, unless they recently added it, because it kind of retains what we're talking about. There's a movie called Nail Gun Massacre. But I can't find it anywhere. It's not on any. It was on Roku, and some other streams. I think Prime, but they took it off. So
yeah,
unless you have a physical copy, good fucking luck. But Ponyo is 15 years old. They're doing a special showing May 7th, 8th, and 10th.
Right, and then along with I think they have a live action.
They have a live action Ponyo
that's playing around the same time too.
I didn't know that. That's different. Legendary Mad Cartoon.
It's like a stage play.
Oh yeah, they do that a lot in Japan. You're right. They did one for Bleach and other ones. Might have done with One Piece too. But those are always different. Much like when you go, did you ever go to Six Flags as a kid, Nick?
I did not.
Okay, they used to have like those live action water plays of Batman. It was around the Batman Forever era. I remember that. And I know like. Other ones, they had like ones for like Sinbad and Aladdin, but I go, yeah, the same. That's basically our American version ones, what they did in Japan. But yeah, legendary mad artist Al Jeff dies at 102. He was one like the original artists for Mad Magazine,
but he 102.
My bad. Yeah, 102. My bad.
No, that's good. Wow.
Yeah, he was He was an older gentleman. Oh, but...
I mean,
go on.
one of those lucky centurions.
Yeah, he probably just lived a healthy life, and he was like, yeah, he just gets older. If everyone dies eventually. But yeah, he helped art for Mad Magazine. You know, they're still going. I think you still buy Mad Magazine physically for now.
Think you can? I'm not positive on that though.
Yeah, me too. I think I feel like you can, but again, same thing. Because I know it's getting harder for keep magazines like that going. But yeah, they were popular when you were a kid and stuff. So, and they had Mad cartoons, which was a thing.
Cool. Yeah, I was. I think that happened whenever I was in high school.
Yeah, I think I was getting out of high school now, but I remember because they always did those shorts for Mad TV, like the spy versus spy and stuff, and then they got their own cartoon block and Cartoon Network, which it had some decent stuff, just about what you would expect though. One Piece Red is also getting the vinyl release.
I actually am aware that was happening.
Yeah, that's kind of
what you were asking.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we got some Clone High news. Did you see the teaser?
Yes.
What are your thoughts on the teaser? Do you have any?
Brought it back.
Okay. I was like,
I feel like it's going to be a thing where they have a season of it and then it'll go away again.
Yes, because that trailer, I was like, Gandhi's surprisingly not here. And there's three new characters and their designs are different. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll watch it. But on top of that, you can also watch the all of first season on HBO Max now. So,
yeah.
That's interesting, but
I mean, it's supposed to be a clone of those people. It's not those people.
Yes, that's why I said characters. But, where's Gandhi?
Yeah.
They got Genghis Khan. Frida's a new character. And Harriet Tubman. Despite having Harriet Tubman in the show already, I guess they figured that girl would do it. And they gave her pink hair for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not... Yeah. So, we'll see. Can't be any worse than Velma. I say that, knock on wood, and watch us be like, you know,
knowing that they're gonna add another season.
Yes, it was the highest grossing animated thing on HBO Max.
Crazy. Can't wait to see it bomb again.
Yeah, I probably got to take my camera on for this because I don't know if you're gonna be able to see it. I could probably, but Hallmark is releasing for it. Christmas time, you can get a Dreamcast mini ornament as well as Sonic. Because they've had Sonic ornaments in the past. I don't know if you're going to be able to see this. Yeah, you're probably not going to be able to see
it. Yeah, that is blown way out.
There's no way. You can barely see it. But yeah, it's like a mini Dreamcast with the controller. They've had Sonic ornaments in the past.
The charge-up Sonic.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, it's kind of neat. I would get that ornament if my stepmother would let me put it on the Christmas tree, but she probably wouldn't, you know, and they're probably hard to get. We always got a couple bit of news. Lee Sullivan, he was a co-founder of Hollywood's first black owned animation studio. He was pretty much the main driving force behind Fat Albert, and he did a lot of animation for Soul Train, you know, because they had that intro with the train and ever.
Yeah.
But he passed away at 82. I was just giving acknowledgement because I was like, yeah, Fat Albert, despite Bill Cosby now what we know being attached to it, he was awesome. But he was the real driving force behind animation and stuff. And he does some other cool animations, like I said, like the ones on Soul Train. He's done other stuff. But yeah, you just get old. He's passed away at 82, just with natural causes. He was kind of a little heavier set dude. So he just passed away. I know it's a little bummer, but I just like to acknowledge them because you know, it'd be like, oh, you know, he was just great. Did I turn my camera off? I probably didn't.
You did not.
Sorry.
But I was looking at you and not to be.
Whatever, bro.
I was looking at you.
Yeah, it's all good. I think it saves battery. I don't know if that's true or not, but I got my thing plugged in anyways. But yeah, that was some, that's some news. Did you see the trailer for the new Trolls movie that comes out in theaters November?
That is another thing I've not seen.
Okay. The only reason I bring it up, because there's like a really 2D trippy scene in the trailer. And I was like, oh, that's kind of neat that they did that. I'm not really a fan of the Trolls movies. You know, last Troll movie was like, oh, a mesh of all like movie music genres, from hip hop to rock and roll and other stuff. Because like, I know they're very popular and made for kids. This one, it seems like going to be taking on boy bands and funk. Like, so maybe that's why they had the psychedelic funk scene. But it was well animated, because it went from like 3D to 2D back and like forth. It was like visually it looked interesting. Maybe just for that one scene of the movie, but it was still pretty. It was pretty neat. I guess this is really only I'm excited about this. Pretty Derby season 3 is coming back. If for those who don't know what Pretty Derby,
Derby?
Yeah, Pretty Derby. You want me to explain what Pretty Derby is?
I'll find out really quickly.
All right. You might have to search the Japanese title. Uma Musumi.
Nope, I didn't. It's the horse girls that run.
Yep. Getting the third season. I enjoy that show. Maybe I'm the one weirdo that does. That's what I'm watching instead of Chainsaw Man.
You be happy that you're different.
Sure, yeah.
Good for you.
Good for me. Yeah. Not that Chainsaw Man is a bad.
I won't yuck your yum.
You won't what?
Yuck your yum.
Yuck my yum.
It's a phrase.
I've never heard that phrase. That's how you know I'm getting fucking old. Gremlins.
It's a pretty old phrase.
Say what?
It's a pretty old phrase.
Oh, I've never heard it. I was like, I've never heard it. Gremlins, Secrets of Mogwa. It's an animated show that's coming out. I got this trailer. I think it's going to be on Netflix. But they're making a 3D Gremlins cartoon. It's probably just going to be like for kids.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I mean, they have... it's like everything's new again.
Yep.
Again.
Yep. Like, much like Tamagotchis, which is part of the news. You can get Tamagotchis as Baby Yoda Grogu characters from Tokyo Revengers, Jujutsu Kaisen, and Demon Slayer. So Tamagotchis are back, and you can get them as that. This is literally what this article says. Tamagotchis are back, and this time better. Like that old He-Man's commercial. He-Man's back, and this time he's bigger and buffer with a blonde ponytail and blue pants. And people were pissed that they put pants on it.
Doesn't look like He-Man.
Yeah, he did not look like He-Man. It was like they were trying to... I don't know what they were doing. It was bad. But I remember that. Like, I just remember that toy commercial. He's back. And then we got like this like super like buff model. I was like, what is going on? I was like... I guess He-Man technically is back. Because they had a CG cartoon. I don't know if that's getting another season or not. So
they had the season and the
2001 yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. Kevin Smith did Revelations. I watched part two. I don't think it gets much better. There's some good moments, but I don't know if it. That's it. I don't know. It has good parts in part two, but I don't know, man. And you're supposed to do a part three. I forgot about that one. I was thinking of the 2001, which was pretty good.
What's he going to do now? How's there going to be a part three?
Well, because you know, like, how... You remember how it ended? Like, with Skeletor...
No, honestly.
Oh, I get... Well, spoilers for those who haven't seen it. Skeletor gets captured, and I can just... Like a cyber thing. And, like, that's, like, one of the villains
of
He-Man.
Right.
Like, so much so that they chant his name, which is very Kevin Smith, you know. But, I mean, they could always ask.
Is that a reference to, like, She-Ra?
Yeah, I mean. Same yeah. guy? Yeah, I mean, they go hand in hand, yeah. I was like, she was a spinoff. Like, there's been plenty of times where they crossed over in each other's episodes. I know they did that new She-Ra cartoon, which was, I didn't like it, you know. But it's probably why it didn't last as a book. Anyways, I'm sorry, I was getting way off track. Final Space, if you're a fan of Final Space, it's getting a graphic novel. It's getting a graphic novel finale. So if you were unsatisfied with the, you know, Final Space because it didn't get another season and they axed it, like, which like HBO axed a lot of stuff, they're getting an official finale in a comic book by the creator. I don't know. I was not a Final Space fan, but I know people were. So there's somewhat good news there.
Yeah, I liked it well enough.
Man, I just realized a lot of my animation news is people passing away.
That's just how it goes every year now.
So did you watch? Yeah. Did you watch We Bare Bears? And
I can't see it.
And regular show.
Yes.
Okay. Apparently, I think it's just the Spanish voice actor, Jose Bardeda. He voiced.
Passed away.
Yeah, he voiced Pops in regular show and Panda and We Bare Bears, and something Marvelous Cat Noir.
But the dub one or the actual?
It says in Spain, so I'm assuming the Spanish version.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's still sad. Yeah, we talked about the Tiny Toons trailer. Luniversities was.
I mean, I was just thinking about how Bulma's voice actor had passed away.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z.
And plenty of the Goku voice actors. Goku in Japan, yeah. They've had a couple. But Monica Rell's still doing pretty good.
And in the U.S., yeah. Or, I mean, well, I don't know about Japan, but in the U.S. for sure.
Yeah, I know in Japan, like the voices for Goku have passed away, because it's like literally like an old lady, and like they've had a couple. 15 years ago, I remember my stepsisters used to like the show Mighty Bee. Did you ever watch the Mighty Bee?
It was on. I did.
Okay, did you like it?
It was okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. It was just one of those shows that was on.
Okay, they really. Like,
it's. Or go ahead.
No, you go ahead. That was gonna.
I was like, it's not offensive or anything. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd keep you entertained if you're not doing anything.
Yeah, not every show has to be offensive. I like Clarence and everything. That was really wholesome. Yeah. But yeah, they loved that show for whatever reason. It was like, I didn't realize that was one of Amy Poehler was one of the
yep.
guys, was on the show. That's her second.
She's the producer and main character voice.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. But they loved that show, The Mighty Bee. And she also went to go do Duncanville. But that did fail, so.
I thought it got another season.
Nah, I got canceled, bro.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know why. People say it's good, but it just didn't last. Justice League and Justice League Unlimited will stream on Netflix in the U.S. May 8th. So if you've never seen the Justice League shows way back in the day on Cartoon Network, you can watch them. This is kind of interesting to me. I mean, you'll probably like it too. But this is what's coming out for May, like as far as like Unicorn Warriors Eternal, Gendy's new show, that's going to be on HBO Max May 5th, so in 2 days, check it out, just in time for Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
Rick and Morty Season 6 is finally going to be on HBO Max May 11th, which I'm going to miss it, because I'm going to be going home for the holidays. Same thing with Gremlins. Oh, Gremlins is going to be at HBO Max series, not bad, not Netflix, but that's still pretty cool.
Right.
Nothing like notable else, but like, yeah, Rick and Morty Season 6 is finally going to be on the HBO Max. I was like, what the fuck were they waiting for?
Distributing on Hulu.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, are they on Hulu? Maybe. I guess that's right. I keep forgetting that. Like, I was thinking, I was like, hey, if I want to watch King of the Hill or American Dad, I got to have Hulu? I'm like, fuck. Oh, well.
Yeah.
I don't have
Hulu. Kind of annoying since you're just paying Disney twice.
Yeah. Well, they have like bundles, but I didn't sign up for the bundle. So it's like, yeah, I don't know, man. I can't believe it's only been 24 years since SpongeBob premiered on Nickelodeon. Seems pretty young. Are you still there, Nick?
I mean, that's... Yeah, no, I'm still here. It's still younger than me. I mean, barely.
You're not 23.
I'm not. You said 25.
I said 24.
Oh, it's still, the show is still younger than I am.
You're 24?
Oh. I'm saying that they're, like, I'm older than SpongeBob.
How old are you, Nick? Can we get some clarification for this for the listeners? You're 80?
Sure, okay.
No, how old are you really? I know you're younger than me, but shit.
Yeah, I won't be 30 for another 2 years.
So you're 28?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just making sure. So I was like, I thought you said, I heard 8, I was like, he's 80. I was like, fuck, he looks good for 80. So, all right.
Could you imagine, I've been here that long, and just been the sleepy, tired guy that entire time.
That would explain a lot. I was like, you're Rip Van Winkle? It's like, fuck, we're old. All right.
I'm like, I'm Benjamin Buttoning it.
Yeah. That would be something. So I figured because, I mean, there was a lot of a Nick's idea. But, you know, it's May 4th tomorrow. So I was like, well, we never really talked about just Star Wars cartoons. A couple of new ones popped up. So it was like, there's a few. I just thought we could talk about them, discussions. Maybe favorite episodes, blah, blah, lead discussion. I know Young Jedi just came out, but neither one of us watched that. Or probably will because it's a kid's show. But now it is another Star Wars cartoon that came out.
Mm-hmm.
And just for honorable mentions, the two Star Trek, oh, I take that back, the three Star Trek animated series, even though the Star Trek, you have Upper Decks.
Yeah. You're going to just make Trekkies and Star Wars friends, Star Wars fans upset. They're completely different.
Yes, I know that, Nick, but they're both good. And they
won't so you're purposely trying to get people angry. Okay, then.
This is why your boy Soul is Soul. But yes. But yeah, Upper Decks and the animated Star Trek, and then they had the CG one. But outside of that, let's get back to Star Wars, because Star Trek's only had three animated compared to Star Wars, which had a bunch. So let's talk about Visions. What about Clone Wars 3D? Anything?
I mean, it's a good... So, if you watched the original Clone Wars when you were a kid, right?
Yes.
Not the show, not just
no, the No, I saw the movie, about, like, and we can get to the Gendy one, that you're talking about, the 2D one, which I actually like the Gendy version of the 2D Clone Wars, but George Lucas says it's not really canon, although he does pull a lot from the books, Gendy, but for whatever reason, George Lucas is a weird guy.
I mean, he's not in charge of the canon anymore, so...
Yeah, I know, that's what I was like, I understand why he signed off of... But, yeah, George Lucas seems like a weird guy sometimes. But, yes, that was a thing. What do you want to say about it?
So, I like the Clone Wars in general, both of them. Okay. The 3D and the 2D, because it gave actual, like, it showed Anakin's descent better than the movies, because the movies kind of just, even watching it in between, like, the political bullshit the entire time.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
You don't see Anakin as being like, he just does sporadic moments of murder, but it doesn't feel like it's a descent. It just feels like, oh yeah, he was like a little shit from the start.
Yeah, everyone says that, yeah, because he's so charming in the animated series with Panama and everything.
Yeah, it could show why, like, okay, you can see why he would be considered to be like a Jedi Master.
Yeah.
You can see why he'd actually get respect from people and things like that, and actually be liked and things.
Yeah.
And like, okay, you can see why him and Padme got together in the animated series, because you sure shit wouldn't have in the real series that stand as worse. The fuck is that kind of thing to say to somebody?
Yeah. It is definitely true. He's even...
But he did give it really helped give some characterization to him and Obi-Wan.
Yes, kudos to the voice actors that did that.
Yeah.
Even though the movie was bad and bombed really bad, the CGI Clone Wars movie, when they introduced What's-Her-Face, his apprentice.
Ahsoka?
Yeah. So it was like, and there's a baby Jabba Hutt in it, or some type of Jabba the Hutt. But yeah. So
the baby Hutt?
The baby Hutt. It was weird. There was also, I've seen bits of Star Wars Resistance and Star Wars Rebels. Do you have any thoughts on those?
So, not really.
Yeah.
I know Rebels has a kind of annoying antagonist because it's like, hey, it's a young kid who has an attitude, who's a guy, and, you know, you've seen that.
Yeah.
What, since the 70s?
Yeah, who are you telling? Like, every Star Wars,
it's,
yeah.
It's kind of a, not just Star Wars, I'm just saying.
Just in general, yeah. I was like,
yeah, the kid who's going to be chosen one, but he's kind of a little
yep.
know-it-all brat.
Yeah, you see that a lot.
Yeah, and then Rebels, right? And then you said Star Wars, what?
Resistance. Well, I think that some of the characters cross over, like even the main characters. Rebels was the first one that came out with that kid with the blue hair. And they're not, there's Jedis in there, but they're not actually Jedi. Same thing with Star Wars Resistance. Was like its next chapter. There's probably reasons why they had name changes, and I couldn't get into it, but there were two Star Wars shows back in the day.
I didn't even know Star Wars Resistance was a thing, but it looks like it had something to do with the newest movie.
Yeah, they were just trying to tie it in and stuff, and you know that's what they do with Disney does with stuff. And Star Wars now. Did you watch? I didn't. This is the one I didn't watch, much like the 3D Clone Wars. Bad Batch.
I did. I enjoyed it.
Well, that's good.
It was. It gives you a different, you know, perspective on the clones. I mean, it's not the first time they've done that because they have, you know, Rex and other guys like that who some of them even fought with the Resistance.
Yes.
And they made a canon in the last movies of the series. So,
well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I liked it. It gives all the characters some good characterization. They have their own separate personalities, even though it's clearly one guy. And Tom Baker, their voice actor.
Oh, the voice actor. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Or, no, not Tom Baker.
Todd Baker? Voices the Pit. No, he's. I know who you're talking about. He's done a couple voices in Arkham, but like the Batman game. But
here, let me check real quick.
Okay,
why? I don't want to get it wrong.
Because we only have.
Okay, way off. Baker is correct, but it's D. Bradley Baker.
D. Bradley Baker.
A lot of work and does amazing work.
That's cool.
And he's done that on that series as well. And yeah, just awesome.
That is cool. So
yeah.
This is where we start getting into weird stuff. Because we technically we listed all the action Star Wars. But we can't discount the other Star Wars animated stuff. Like droids, which I have seen. Ewoks. Which I've also seen.
That my mom's seen.
Yes.
That came around the same time as Care Bears.
Yeah, that's probably what they were going for then. Yeah, you're probably right. I put honorable mentions. Technically, Spaceballs got an animated series.
Yeah, that's around the same time they came out.
Yeah, Spaceballs. They have the Family Guy Star Wars special. They have the Robot Chicken.
They have the adult Star Wars 3D animated show, too.
Adult 3D animated. What are you talking about?
Or they attempted to, if I remember correctly.
Who did? Do you know like who did it? Or like where it was on? Are you still there?
I can't hear you. Are we having technical difficulties?
Well, I can hear you now. Can you hear me? Nick. What's going on? Can you hear me, Nick? I think we are having technical difficulties.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I don't know what happened. But I can hear you. I can hear shuffling and stuff. Yeah, Robot Chicken.
So, yeah, it was.
Go on.
Oh, Robot Chicken specials.
Yeah.
Family Guy specials.
Yep.
They had that 3D adult animated one, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, that's what you were talking about. Like, what, can you clarify on that? Because I don't know. I don't know about that.
I think it's Star Wars Shorts.
Star Wars Shorts.
It
was adult, though. Because they do have Star Wars Shorts, but I don't think that was, I don't think that was necessarily adult. It was just comedy based.
Is that the Empire's... No, that's not.
That's not it. Yeah, that was kind of... You have to like... I don't know. But if you can find it, send it. The only other one I got we didn't mention outside of Spaceballs was Shin-Chan did a Star Wars episode. Did you ever...
Shin-Chan?
Yeah, Shin-Chan.
Yeah.
They showed it like once on Adult Swim and never again. I mean, Shin-Chan kind of ended. I mean, no, it's still going on in Japan, but.
I found it. It was Star Wars Detours.
That was like for kids, though. Or it was supposed to be. It was like supposed to be for all ages. It wasn't really adult.
But like all comedy, there's like some adult jokes hidden in under the wire.
I don't know. I saw that trailer and I didn't catch no adult into it. Whatever. But yeah, surprisingly, it hasn't been a lot of Star Wars stuff. That's like it, like pretty much on the 50-minute mark. So we got it out of the way, folks. Oh, we didn't talk about Lego Star Wars. My bad, Lego Star Wars, too.
Visions. There's Lego Star Wars.
Yeah, we mentioned Visions, but we really didn't talk about it. I know we had like a whole episode on that one when like, it was coming out, which we'll probably talk about it
right.
Once Visions...
Yeah, I guess we could, we'll probably end up talking about it again, but...
Yeah.
It's a good way to just, display the stuff they can do.
It's probably,
in the universe, even if not all of it canon.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, technically the two, when it's outside of the 2D Clone Wars, it's probably my favorite animated one, because, yeah, like you said, even though it's not canon, the stuff they do is interesting, and it's cool to see, like, hey, new interesting ideas as far as, like, Jedis and stuff, because there's some really, like... Great short episodes. Visually, they look visually good too, which doesn't hurt. But if we were like even.
If I remember correctly, they're also working on something that takes place in the Old Republic. So.
The people that
I'm waiting for that.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Star. Star Wars always has like projects on the villain. We'll find out.
It gives them the freedom to really do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And make more concrete stuff, like what the Mandalorians are here.
Well, you say that. I was about to cut you off on that. You say
we
that.
We just have it in Legends, but we'll give you it for real.
You say that. But I heard about that episode with fucking Lizzo and Jack Black. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? What's going on here? Like, this is not, like, I'm tired of fucking Grogu. He's going to be in fucking Mandalorian forever. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Mandalorian. I know it's not a popular opinion, but I was like, I did watch Boba Fett. It was just okay. I wish they would have done more with that. But it's weird also that Thundercats.
I'm having
there.
Technical difficulties on my ears, so I can't hear what you're saying.
I guess we're going to have to
experience the bits of rant.
Okay, I guess we'll probably have to end it pretty soon then. And then can you hear me now, Nick?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I got nothing to plug right now, man.
So, but you can hear me. I don't think you can hear me, folks. But I guess we'll end it since we're having technical difficulties. Only other thing I wanted to mention was Phineas and Ferb Star Wars special. And I guess is it, yeah. If always like, donate, blah, blah, subscribe, all that good stuff.
Okay.
So you can hear me. Okay. Nick, are you there?
You still here?
Yeah, you can't hear me? Am I fading in and out?
Damn, yeah.
All right, I'm just going to end it. But
I mean, it's a good thing. Oh, okay.
Who are you talking to? You talking to me? Jesus Christ. All right, I guess it, yeah. What do you mean, yeah? Are you fucking with me?
No, I'm not saying, like, Jesus Christ, yeah, like, this disconnecting thing is kind of bullshit.
Okay, I'm going to call you on the phone, but this is going to end the podcast on the 50th of March. Like I said, like, donate, subscribe, all that good stuff. You guys take care. Wanda, peace.
All right, bye, guys.
Secret owner.